很高兴回到家里。
Very happy to be home.
有两个礼拜没有跟大家在一起聚会。
It's been 2 weeks since I had a meeting last with you.
从92度到28度，不是一个很容易的改变。
It's not an easy transition from 92 degrees to 28 degrees.
昨天下午居然还飘了雪花。
And we even had some snow yesterday afternoon.
在明州住了43年，我还是很喜欢这里的天气。
I've been in Minnesota 43 years. I still like this weather.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲的天父，这个讲台是你自己的。
Merciful Heavenly Father, this pulpit belongs to you.
请求你使用孩子跟师母在这里的事工。
I pray that you use your child and Mrs. Yi's ministry.
把你自己的话语从我们的嘴中释放出来。
Your word be released from our mouth.
但愿我们能够把主你的话语讲得清楚。
May we be able to utter your word clearly.
祈求乃是奉主基督耶稣的圣名。
And pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 刚刚我们念了以弗所书。
We just read from Ephesians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
我们从十一节念到十六节。
We read verses 11 to 16.
在过去六个月当中，我跟大家有两次在这里的讨论。
In the past 6 months, I had 2 other discussions with you here.
我们这两次的讨论都是讨论到以弗所书第四章，我们从第一节开始的。
And we had our discussion stemming from chapter 4 of Ephesians.
假如你有这个中英文对照的那个圣经，在中文那里他给第四章一个小的标题，说是在基督身体里的合一。
If you have a bilingual Chinese and English Bible, then there's a little title before the chapter 4 says the unity in the body of Christ.
那个新的 New King James Version 也把这个叫做 Walking in Unity。Yeah.
The King James Version has that. Another title is that Walking in Unity.
我跟大家分享过两次，第一次我分享到我们为什么教会里要有合一。
I shared with you two times. The first time we talked about why we need unity in the church.
第二次我们谈到合一有哪些特性。
Second time we talked about the characteristics of unity.
我们为什么在教会里要有合一？
Why do we need to have unity in the church?
其实很简单的，就在第四章的第一节。
Very simply, it's found in the first verse of chapter 4.
我来念一下。
今天 we'll read it.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。这里谈到蒙召。
He talks about the calling.
我们每一个人都蒙神的呼召。
All of us have been called by God.
他召我们进入基督的身体。
He called us into the body of Christ.
也就是他召我们进入这个教会。
And that means he called us to this church.
你参加这个教会的时候，你有没有想到你是参加到什么样的一个事工里面？
When you joined this church, have you thought what kind of ministry have you joined?
这个教会是神所创立的。
This church was established by God.
这个教会是在圣灵上合一的一个教会。
This church is united in the Spirit.
既然我们参加了一个教会，我们就是参加到一个合一的事工里面。
Since we joined this church, that means we've joined a united ministry.
所以我们既然参加教会，我们就不得不合一。
And since we join a church, then we have no choice but to be unit.
所以我们行事为人就与我们蒙召的恩相称。
So we should walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which we have been called.
那么第二点，我们上以前谈到这个合一的特性。
Second point, we talked about the characteristics of unity.
今天我们也会在这个上面再花一点时间。
And we'll spend more time today on that.
这个所谓教会的合一就是圣灵的合一。
What we call the unity of the church actually is unity of the spirit.
或者是在圣灵里的合一。
Or to have the unity in the spirit.
那么合一的性情是什么？ 就在第四章的第二节。
And the nature of unity, the answer, the description found in 2nd verse of chapter 4.
所以这里谈到 凡事谦虚,温柔,忍耐,用爱心,互相宽容。
With all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing forbearance to one another in love.
第三节也说到, 竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Verse 3 also says, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
那么这个合而为一的心就是圣灵所赐,从圣灵来的。
And this unity of the Spirit is a gift from the Holy Spirit.
它那些的特性都在第二节,不是完全在第二节,可是第二节里面讲到一些。
And then the characteristics of this unity of the Spirit is briefly mentioned in verse 2.
那么今天呢,我们来看一下,我们刚刚已经从第11节念到了第16节。
And we just read verses 11 to 16 today.
可是我现在请大家注意在
But I want you to pay attention to verse 13.
这里有三点, 在这一节经节里面, 我会提出来跟大家一起讨论。
There are three points I want to mention to you for discussion sake.
第一点我们要讨论的是, 在真道上同归于一。
The first one is to attain to unity of the faith.
第二点我们讨论是认识神的儿子。
Second point is to know the Son of God.
第三点我们要讨论的是满有基督长成的身量。
And the third point is attain to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
我把这三点跟大家提出来。
I want to point out these three points to you.
我相信假如我们做到这三点,
if we can achieve these three points,
自然而然的教会就会合一。
Then very automatically the church will be united.
所以我们仔细地看我们怎么样能够做到这三点。
So let's pay attention as to how we can achieve these three points.
第一点说,
the first point,
在真道上同归于一。
To attain to the unity of the faith.
所以这英文的翻译已经讲得很清楚。
The English translation is very clear already.
就是在圣灵上的合一,
and that is the unity,
在信心上的合一,
and that is the unity of the faith.
那么我们刚刚也谈到保罗在第三节里面谈到我们这个合而为一的心是圣灵赐给我们的。
And also as mentioned in verse 3, we are told that this unity is from the Spirit.
那么也在第二节里我们看到他形容了一些有关这个合一的心态。
And also in verse 2 we see some of the characteristics of this unity.
再换一句话说,
So in other words,
在这个圣灵里的合一不是说我们要有什么样特别的行为。
So we are not saying that to have the unity in the spirit, we need to have some kind of special actions or behavior.
比方说，我们一定要说一些什么样的话。
For example, the certain things that we must talk about.
我们要穿什么样的衣服。
Or what kind of clothing we should wear.
我们应该在人与人之间怎么样相处是最重要的。
It's more important to know how to interact with each other.
也就是说我们的心态。
In other words, it's our attitude.
所以我们刚刚在第二节的里面所念到的, 谈到有几点。
So we just read in verse 2, there are a few points for us to pay attention.
谈到谦虚,温柔,忍耐,用爱心互相宽容。
Talk about the humility, gentleness, patience, and the forbearance in love.
这个看起来很熟悉。
These seem very familiar.
在什么地方还谈到过跟这些有关的相同的?
Where have we seen these before?
我们看一下加拉太书第五章。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太就在以弗所的前面。
Galatians right before Ephesians.
你只要翻一页，大概可能就翻到了。
It's very close.
第五章第二十二节跟第二十三节。我来念。圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。这就是圣灵所结的果子，有九个特性。
These are the nine characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit.
所以这九个里面也包括保罗在以弗所书二第四章第二节里面所讲的。
So the characteristics mentioned in verse 2 of Ephesians chapter 4 just came from those characteristics of fruit of the Spirit.
所以我刚才也说过，保罗认为我们在圣灵的合一，不在乎我们的行为，也不在乎我们要怎么样的敬拜。
So Paul is saying that to have the unity in spirit does not depend on our behavior or how we worship.
在乎的是我们有什么样的心态。
Rather depends on our attitude.
那么刚刚的加拉太这里我们念的是圣灵的果子。
And we just read the fruit of the Spirit from the book of Galatians.
所以假如我们要能够在真道上归一的话，我们就要结圣灵的果子。
So in order to attain the unity of faith, we have to have the fruit of the Spirit.
这果子怎么结法？
So how can we bear fruit of the Spirit?
我们每个人在家里面努力耕种、播种、浇水、灌养。
We should sow and plant and water.
我们自己做。
And we do it ourselves.
保罗的答案不在这里。
But Paul's answer is not like that.
保罗答案是什么？我们回到以弗所四章第十一节。
Let's go back to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11.
这里说他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
And he gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers.
在哥林多前书，保罗讲的还稍微更详细一点。
There's a more detailed account in 1 Corinthians.
我们翻到第十二章二十八节。
Let's turn to chapter 12, verse 28.
哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
这里说神在教会里所立的第一是使徒，第二是先知。第三是教师，其次是行异能的，再次是得恩赐医病的，帮助人的，治理事的，说方言的。你看，不多不同的神所赐的恩赐。
This is a list of the different gifts from God.
那么，什么是使徒？
So what is an apostle?
谁是使徒？
Who is an apostle?
现在还有没有使徒？
Do we have an apostle today?
按照很狭义的解释的话，
If we want to have a narrow definition,
使徒就是主基督耶稣所拣选的十二个，后来除掉了犹大，再加上在使徒行传里面大家所推选的马塞亚，对不对？这个就是我们狭义上解义的使徒。
For a narrow definition, the apostles mean the 12 original apostles appointed by Jesus, with the 7 Judas who betrayed Jesus and Matthias made up the final 12.
可是保罗在使徒行传里面也称巴拿巴是使徒。
But Paul in Acts also called Barnabas an apostle.
那么我们怎么解释呢？
So how can we explain that?
我从那个 John MacArthur 那本圣经里面看到他的注解。
And I read John MacArthur's commentary.
他说有两种使徒。
He said there are two groups of apostles.
一种是主基督的使徒。
One is the apostles of Christ.
就是我们前面所讲的那十二个人。
And the apostles mentioned 12 disciples of Jesus.
他说第二种是教会的使徒。
The second kind is the apostles of the church.
这就可能包括了巴拿巴、提摩太。
And they will include Barnabas and Timothy.
在一个教会初期，他们讲解教会的各式各样的教义，这样子的解释。
They were teaching the doctrines of the early church.
那么他所赐的有做先知的。
So he gave some as prophets.
我们一般想象中的先知是说预言的。
Usually when you think of prophets, we think of foretelling.
那么在今天还有没有先知？
Do we still have prophets today?
有。
Yes,
we do. 先知是讲道的。
Prophets are the preachers.
牧师是牧师，牧师也是先知。
Pastor is pastor and also he's a prophet.
那么我们说以前有连起来讲说做先知讲道的啊。
And sometimes the Bible mentions the preachers being the prophets also.
所以我们在这里说有传福音的，就是所谓的 evangelist， 也有很多。
And we have many evangelists.
然后有牧师，有教师，还有治理师的，还有。这些是什么意思呢？
We are pastors and teachers and administrators. What do they mean?
是神已经为我们准备好了。
In other words, God has prepared for us already.
在我们教会里面，神已经赐了很多的恩赐。
God has given us many gifts in the church.
更广一点的来讲。
So in a broader sense,
每一位弟兄姐妹被神蒙召以后，都有圣灵所赐的恩赐。
So each brother and sister, after he's been saved by God, will be given a gift of spirit.
这就是为什么说他所赐的。
So this is what it means in verse 11, that he gave some.
他已经为我们准备了。
He's prepared for us already.
那么我们要这些人，每一个在教会里的人，在牧师的领导之下，我们要使用神所给我们的恩赐。
So each one of us under the guidance of the leadership of the pastor, then we should use our own gifts.
使用的目的是什么？
And why do we use the gifts?
使用的目的是彼此帮助我们每一个人能够在真道上同归于一。
So by the using of the gifts, we are helping each other so that we can attain to unity of the faith.
我们可以结圣灵的果子。
And then we can have the fruit of the Spirit.
这也就是说，为什么基督徒要参加一个地方教会？
This is the reason why that each Christian should join a local church.
你能不能说，有人说，我就在家里面读圣经，我也有祷告，我也有读经，我还听收音机，我还看电视，是不是就可以了？
Some people say I can just stay home with my Bible and pray, or maybe watch aworship service on TV or listen to radio, isn't that enough?
保罗这里讲说我们应该彼此互相勉励，互相去教导，互相帮助。
So Paul here is saying that we should encourage each other, teach each other and help each other.
所以他说什么？他说要各尽其职。
So he's saying that we should all do our own ministry.
我们其实不仅仅说我们应该有一个教会，要参加一个教会。
So I'm not just saying that we should only join the church.
我们如果要结圣灵的果子，
But if we want to have the fruit of the Spirit,
我们要在圣灵里面成长。
And we want to grow in the Spirit.
我们不能仅仅只说我在家里面有灵修，我每个礼拜天来听礼拜就够了。
We can't just have devotions at home during the week and then come to church on Sunday.
因为希伯来书的作者说，你们不要停止去聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，反而要经常聚会，互相劝勉。
Okay, like the author in Hebrews said that we should not stop from gathering together, and rather we should encourage each other as the time is drawing near.
我们也经常在一起。
We should get together often.
接受牧师的教导。
To receive the teaching from a pastor.
接受教牧师的牧养。
And to receive his shepherding.
彼此互相勉励。
And to encourage each other, admonishing each other.
彼此互相帮助。
And to helping.
彼此互相安慰。
And to comforting each other.
那个圣经说，你能够安慰人的人就要去安慰人。
The Bible says that those who can comfort others should comfort others.
能够帮助教会办理事的就在教会的事工上来帮助办理。
Those who can serve in church should do so.
我们只有这样才能不断的在圣灵 的领导之下，在比较牧师跟教会里的老师们的教导之下，在彼此互相过肢体生活的生命上来成全我们在属灵上的成熟。
Only by doing these things under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the care of the pastor and the encouragement of brothers and sisters can we grow in the Spirit.
这样我们就能够达到在真道上同归于一。
That's the way that we can attain to unity of the faith.
我们能够这样做，
if we do it that way,
教会里的合一一定会成熟。
Then the unity of the church will be realized.
第二点，
Second point.
第二点这里谈到我们说要认识神的儿子。
We talked about knowing the Son of God.
我们对神的儿子认识的越多，
The more we know about the Son of God,
我们就会更像他。
We'll be more like him.
我们就会在属灵上更成熟。
We'll grow more spiritually.
可是这里的这个重要的个字是个认识。
But the important word is know.
认识跟知道不一样。
To know or to just know of is different.
比方说这个 know 跟知道，认识跟知道，我们中文上是两个不同的字，在英文上是一个字。可是你可以这样讲，你可以说用英文讲，或者用你认识不认识某某人 ？Do you know so and so？ 你知不知道某某人 ？Have you heard of so and so？ 你可能听说过，你听说过 Billy Graham。
Maybe you have heard a person like Billy Graham。
你听说过 Rick Warren？
Or Rick Warren？
你认识他吗
？Do you know him？
你不敢说你认识他，你知道他。你听过，认识这个字原文字的意思是什么呢？
What's the meaning, original meaning of the word know?
你跟你认识的人有一个亲身的关系。
Suggest a personal relationship with that person.
不是只在知识上的一个观念。
Not only knowledge.
而是亲身经历过的一个关系上的观念。
But a relational experiential relationship.
所以我们就要想到一件事情。
So we have to think of one thing.
我们怎么样去认识耶稣？
How do we know Jesus?
我们怎么样能认识神的儿子？
How can we know the Son of God?
同样的，很多人听说过基督。
In the same way, many people heard of Christ,
他不一定认识基督，
but not necessarily know him.
所以假如我们要认识基督，
so if we want to know Christ,
我们一定要跟他有一个亲身的关系。
We must have an experiential relationship with him.
你一定要跟他有一个更亲密的关系。
Have a more intimate relationship.
耶稣常常形容他跟他的门徒的关系好像是牧羊人跟羊的关系。
Very often Jesus described his relationship with his disciples as that between a shepherd and a sheep.
是吧，羊都认识他的牧者。
The sheep knows their shepherd.
可是牧者认识他的羊。
And the shepherd knows his sheep.
牧者也认识他羊的声音。
And shepherd knows his sheep's voice.
从人际关系来讲，
so human relationship area in this area，
我想最亲密的关系就是一个母亲跟一个刚出生的小孩子。
I think there's no more intimate relationship than that between a mother and her newborn.
他这个关系不但是很亲密，而且是彼此互相依靠。
Not only are they intimate in the relationship, they are interdependent.
这个日本人在这个儿童跟母亲的心理学上有一个很好的观念。
Japanese in the relationship between a mother and a newborn has a very good idea.
这个英文也没有翻译，中文也没有翻译，就是叫做 am I。
That's the word for am I。
这个意思是什么呢
？There's no English or Chinese translation.
它这个意思是建议，好像是新生的婴孩跟母亲之间彼此相靠、彼此依赖的一个馨香的气氛。
Meaning is the fragrance that comes from the interdependence between a mother and a newborn.
你可以说是 the fragrance， 这个字非常好。
Fragrance is a good word.
Yeah， 有一个很香、馨香的气氛。做母亲的大概都知道这个哈。
Maybe all mothers know that.
其实做父亲的也应该体会、体验到这一点。
And maybe fathers should know that too.
我们跟基督有没有一个彼此我对他的一个依赖的这个观念
Do we have the dependence on Christ?
我们跟基督与我们有没有一种同在的观念
Do we have coexistence with Christ?
我们有没有体验到他的同在
Do we feel his presence?
基督与我们的同在
Christ's presence with us
是怎么样建立的
How can it be established?
基督与我们的同在我们建立到借着我们每一天的生活
To have Christ with us this has to be filled through every day
借着我们每一天祷告的生活
Through our prayer life every day.
借着我每一天在属灵上的灵修
Through our devotions.
在我们体验到他在我们身上的工作
And as we experience his work in us.
有没有哪一天突然那件事情发生啊你真正体验到啊基督就在这一刻他在帮我
Have you experienced someday that this is the moment that I know that Christ is helping me?
有没有那种感受
Have you ever experienced that?
基督跟我们是随时随刻无时无地不跟我们同在
Christ is always with us
有的时候我们知道
Sometimes we know
有的时候我们不知道
Sometimes we are not aware of it
有的时候我们甚至我们还抱怨为什么基督没有跟我们同在
Sometimes we even complain that how come he is not with us?
曾经有一个人讲过这样子一个故事哈。
Recently, somebody told this story.
他说有一个人，他在生活上经过很顺利的时候。
There's a person who had a smooth life.
他就形容了。
And so he described it.
他就说了，他说当我很快乐的时候，我可以看到耶稣跟我同在，就好像我一看，我们走的路上都有两个。有两个人的脚印。
He said that when I'm very happy, is that so I can see two pairs of footprints walking.
然后他当我遇到困难的时候
，When I had problems,
叫天天不应，叫人人不理的时候
，When I called to heaven and no voice answered me and nobody turned to help me,
我好像只有一个人在那里走。
Seems like I was the only one walking.
我们有人是不是中国人说的我也不知道啊。有人这样子说说是你哭的时候你一个人哭你笑的时候很多人跟你一起笑
There's Chinese saying that it goes like this when you're crying you are alone but when you're laughing you have company
这个人讲了这跟他的牧师讲了这句话以后
So after this, this person told his pastor that
他的牧师跟他说
His pastor told him,
我也有同样的感觉
I had the same similar experience.
我也知道我高高顺利的时候有两个人不同的脚步
I know that when I was happy I could see two pairs of footprints together.
可是当我有困难的时候有痛苦的时候我也只看到一个人的脚步
And when I had trouble or when I was in a painful situation, I also saw only one pair of footprints.
可是我的解释跟你不一样。
But my explanation is different from yours.
我所看到那个一个人的脚步，那是基督的脚印。
The single pair of footprints belongs to Jesus.
因为在困难的时候，
because during trouble,
基督把我提起来，带了我走，
during
trouble, 背了我走。
Jesus carried me.
你有没有想到过，在我们困难的时候，基督把我们扶起来，把我们提起来，带了我们走？
Have you ever thought that during your troublesome times that Jesus actually carried you?
认识基督，跟他一个亲密的关系。
To know Christ and to have an intimate relationship with Him.
我们要了解。
We have to realize.
我们要承认。
We have to acknowledge.
在我们身上发生的所有的事情。
That all the things that happen to us.
好的。
The good.
不太好的。
And not so good.
甚至于坏的
or even a bad one,
都有基督在我们身上的良善的心意
all have good purposes from Christ.
这每一件事情的发生
everything that happens,
都是在准备我们
is to prepare us,
都是在装备我们
to equip us.
所以我们跟基督在一起的时候
So that when we are with Christ,
我们感受到他的同在的时候
when we experience his presence,
我们会有一种完全的依赖
then we can have this total trust in him,
跟完全的顺服
and a complete submission.
只有回到这个母亲跟亲生婴孩的那个关系。
Let's return to the relationship between a mother and a newborn.
假如我们不能够像婴孩那样纯真，
if we cannot be as innocent as a newborn baby,
我们不能完完全全的依靠耶稣基督的话，
we cannot completely trust in Jesus Christ.
我们很难会完完全全的享受到主耶稣基督的同在。
We cannot completely, perfectly experience His presence.
有一个名词在心理学上，因为我刚刚在开会，在聚会以前，我跟牧师们讨论，我们找不到中文的翻译。这个英文的名词叫做 shared life， 分享的生命，这样子给它翻好了。
In a psychology term, there's one that's called shared life.
这个 shared life 并不是说你一半我一半哈。
Doesn't mean that you have half of it and I have the other half.
是 complete sharing, 完完全全的分享。
It's complete sharing.
对，我们怎么样能够在我们跟主耶稣基督的关系上有这样一个完完全全分享的一个生命。
So how can we have that kind of shared life experience in Jesus Christ?
我们怎么能够感受到他随时随地、时时刻刻与我们的同在？
How can we experience that He is with us all the time and everywhere?
我们做好事的时候，他知道。
When we are doing good, He knows.
最重要的，我们做坏事的时候，他也知道。
But more importantly, when we are doing something wrong, he knows too.
完完全全的每一时每一刻，他都与我们同在。
He is with us completely.
所以，我们的生命跟主耶稣的生命要完完全全的，或者说融化在一起。
So our life and Christ's life should be melded together.
也就是为什么说我们要更像基督。
In other words, that's what it means by being more like Christ.
这也就谈到我们对主基督耶稣的认识。
And this is what we're talking about, to know Jesus Christ more.
你认识基督吗？
Do you know Christ?
你认识有多少？
How much do you know him?
你对他感受有多少？
How much do you experience him?
我很喜欢的一首圣诗是以前黄崇旺牧师常常教我们唱的，叫做《他活着》。
There's one of my favorite hymns. It's called "He Lives." It's taught by the late Pastor Wong.
这里面有一句 有几句那个歌词啊，他这样说。
There are a few lines in it like that goes like this.
他与我谈，他伴我走，生命窄路同过。
He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way.
耶稣与我谈，耶稣伴我走。
Jesus walks with me, he talks with me.
我们要随时随地感受到他的同在。
We should experience his presence everywhere.
这就是我们认识基督。
This is the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
在一个教会里面，
In a church,
我们弟兄姐妹们每一个人跟基督的关系亲密的程度，也就是我们教会合一的一个准绳。
In a church, the measure of our intimacy with Christ is the measure of the unity of the church.
只要我每一个人都跟基督有亲密的关系，
If everybody has an intimate relationship with Christ,
我们会不合一吗？
Will we not have unity?
第三点，
Third point，
谈到满有基督长成的身量。
Full of the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
我们怎么能够做到满有基督长成的身量？
How can we attain to that the full stature of the fullness of Christ?
这究竟是什么意思？
What does it mean?
是不是很抽象？
Is it a very abstract?
我们看一下两处圣经哈。
Let's look at two scriptures.
第一处我们看罗马书八章二十九节。
First is from Romans chapter 8 verse 29.
罗马八章二十八节是我们所熟悉的，可是二十九节我们不熟悉。
Romans 8:28 is a very familiar verse, but maybe not 29.
这里说，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son.
我们就念到这里，这句经节。然后我们回再往后看，我们看哥林多后书三章十八节。
And then next one is from 1 Corinthians 3:18.
哥林多后书三章十八节。
Second Corinthians 3:18.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。这两节经节合起来，让我们对这个观念有一个了解。
When we combine these two verses, we can understand this concept better.
这里讲什么呢？这两节经节合起来。
What do these two verses combine say?
是神的旨意，神要我们每一个人都要效法基督的形象。
So it's God's will that each one of us be conformed to the image of Christ.
换句话说，
In other words,
我们在属灵的成熟上，我们会更有主耶稣基督的形象。
So in our spiritual maturity, we should attain to the image of Christ.
而且在神的旨意下，
And also under God's will,
在圣灵的工作里面，
In the work of the Holy Spirit,
我们每一个人，
Each one of us,
每一天都不断的渐渐的更符合基督的形象。
So everybody should conform to the image of Christ every day.
这是一个生长的过程。
This is a process of maturity.
我们今天明天看不出今天跟昨天有什么不同。
Maybe today, as we look back, we don't seem too much different in ourselves.
可是你做了基督徒五年以后，希望你比做基督徒四年以前，你更有基督的形象。
But hopefully that after 5 years of being Christian, as you look back, you'll have some more of the image of Christ than 4 years ago.
我们了解 在这一方面的成熟是圣灵的工作。
We know that this kind of growth is the work of the Holy Spirit.
可是我们应该尽我们该尽的本分。
But we should also do our part.
我们要让圣灵在我们身上工作。
We should allow the Holy Spirit to work in us.
我们不要拒绝。
We should not reject the work of the Holy Spirit.
为什么？
Why?
我深深有这样一个体验。
I have this experience.
魔鬼的的确确是随时随地在寻找，到处游行，想要他寻找他可以吞食的。
Satan is really like a roaring lion. He's just walking around seeking for those he can devour.
有的时候我向神祷告。
Sometimes I pray to God.
我说神，我在这一方面上，我真是需要你帮助我，加强我能够在这方面能够改变。
I ask God that I know in this particular area, I really need your strength to help me to change.
很快的,
and very rapidly.
就在那一方面试探就来了。
In that particular area, I see temptation come on you.
可能比以前更强。
Maybe it's even stronger.
所以我相信这就是假如我们不随时随地的借助祷告的生活，借助灵修的话。
If we do not have our daily devotions and also to exercise a prayer life,
我们没有办法让圣灵在我们身上工作。
We cannot let the Holy Spirit's work enter us.
所以我记得这个雅各书有一句话很好。
I remember this verse in James.
我记得很久以前我跟牧师分享过那些经节。
I remember a long time ago I shared this verse with the pastor.
牧师说你把这经节好好想一想，说不定可以变成一篇讲道的题目。
And pastor told me that, well, maybe you should meditate on it more, maybe one day it will become a sermon.
所以经节讲得很简单，我相信你们大家都熟悉。
This is a very simple, maybe it's a very familiar for you too.
他说你拒绝魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你；你接近神，神就必亲近你。
Says resist the devil and he will run away from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
换句话说，
In other
我们知道我们属灵上一切的成熟是圣灵的工作。
We have to acknowledge that everything that happens in us spiritually is actually the work of the Spirit.
可是我们也有我们应该尽的。
But we do have our own responsibility.
我们尽的很简单。
It's very simple.
我们要亲近神。
We should draw close to God.
我们要多多亲近神。
And draw close to Him regularly.
不要给魔鬼留余步。
Do not give the devil an opportunity.
所以我们要 长成满有基督的形象的话，
so if we want to mature to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ,
所以这是我们应该做的。
This is something we should do.
多多的亲近神，
to draw close to God regularly.
这里还有一句话，我觉得英文的翻译要比我们中文的翻译好。
There's another sentence here.
就比方说我们中文说哈。 我们要在基督里面长成基督的身量的话，我们要在每一方面都要更像基督。
In order for us to attain to a measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, it means that we should be conformed to Christ in everything.
比方在第十五节这里说，凡事长进。
In verse 15 it says to grow up in all aspects.
可是这英文的翻译哈，在第十五节是这样，他这样翻译的。 In all things grow up into Him. 凡事长进。 凡是要真正的中文的翻译应该是凡是在基督里长进。In
all things grow up into Him.
什么意思？ 凡是在基督里长进。
What does it mean to in all things grow up into Him?
所以我们要继续不断的在我们对基督的爱里面要有长进。
That means that we should grow more in the love of Christ.
我们要在我们跟基督的关系里面有长进。
we have to grow in the relationship with Christ.
我们要在我们对基督的信心跟他的依靠要长进。
We have to grow in the faith and trust in Christ.
这个长进的后果是效果是什么呢？
And what's the result of this maturing?
就是第十四节。
And it's found in verse 14.
我们不再做小孩子。
We are no longer to be children.
我们继续不断地被神转变。 让我们更像更有基督耶稣的形象。
We are going to be transformed by God so that we can conform to the image of Christ.
我们继续不断地长进。
We will grow continuously.
我们不再做小孩子。
We are no longer to be children.
什么是小孩子？
Who are the children?
小孩子跟成熟的人不同的地方在哪里？
What's the difference between children and a grown-up?
但这里讲得很清楚，是不再做属灵的小孩子。
Of course, in verse 14 means that not to be spiritual children anymore.
属灵的小孩子在他跟耶稣的关系上是浮浅的。
Spiritual children have a very shallow relationship with Jesus.
属灵的小孩子对耶稣的信心是软弱的。
Spiritual children have a very weak faith in Christ.
属灵的小孩子在他分辨的能力上是常常不一致的，常常有变化的。
And spiritual children are very changeable in their, they're not consistent in their discernment.
所以说属灵的小孩子会容易中人的诡计。
Therefore, spiritual children are easily tricked.
容易受到异端的影响。
So they are easily tossed about by different of heresies.
所以我们要凡事在基督里长进。
So we should grow up in all things into Christ.
我们更像主基督的形象。
To be more like the image of Jesus.
我们就可以拒绝各样的引诱。
And therefore we can resist all temptations.
各样的试探。
And all trials.
这就是我们谈到的今天所谈的这三点。
This is the last point of the 3 points we're talking about now.
在真道上同归于一。
To attain to unity of the faith.
认识神的儿子。
To know the Son of God.
与神的儿子有一个密切的关系。
To establish an intimate relationship with the Son of God.
满有基督长成的身量。
To attain to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
这就是我们每一个基督徒在属灵上的成长，的成熟的程度。
And this is the measure of our maturity in Christ.
所以第15节跟第16节可以说是一个总结。
So verses 15 and 16 can be looked at as a conclusion of this passage.
唯用爱心。 说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用，彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。这两句经节讲起来，就这样子讲比较简单一点。
So to state simply these two verses.
在主基督耶稣里,
in Christ Jesus.
我们每一个人在教会里,
each one of us in the church.
各尽其职,
we should all do our part.
使用神所赐给我们每一个人的恩赐,
using the gifts from God for each one of us.
因为基督耶稣会让我们联络的合适。
Because Jesus Christ will help us to be fitted and held together well.
我们彼此在一起接受牧养。
And we are together to receive shepherding.
接受教导。
To receive teaching.
随时随地地在主的话语里面扎根。
And in all times to be rooted in Him.
成长。
To grow.
互相关怀。
And to care for each other.
互相勉励。
And to encourage each other.
互相帮助,
and help each other.
我们会不会就会在属灵上更成熟?
Do you think we will mature faster?
那我们教会是不是会更合一？
And then our church will have a more unity.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.